This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Again, I've said this several times, and I'll say it again. It's the NFL draft, and you know, the NBA draft to a lesser degree, but the NFL draft is probably the best at marketing itself and making it so. The NFL draft just kind of shows you how big that league really is, all of the hype that's leading up to it, all of the discussions that's leading up to it. I mean, if you think about it, it's become like a cottage industry over the last 20 years. The NFL draft. I mean, what are we talking about? After about the first, say, what, 15 picks, maybe 20? All of the guys that are picked, I mean, I think they're in the building, what, the first 20, say? 20 guys or so? And I think, even if I'm not mistaken, Trevor Lawrence said basically he's not going to be at the draft. He'll be wherever the hell he's from with his family. But my point is, you know, it's one of those things where it's an event, but is it really that big of an event when you step back and break it down? I mean, people go crazy over this thing. But think about all of the different people, the Mel Kuypers of the world, who've made a career out of basically just breaking down the draft. But it's not so much even that. It's the fact that from the combine, which they didn't have this year, so they had pro days, from the Super Bowl, right, all the way to the draft, which is about 2 or 3 months, the NFL gets as much ink or coverage or whatever you want to call it, almost as much as during the season. And the NFL, you know, we can't get enough of the NFL. It's just kind of interesting to me. And I'm amazed at it every single year at how big it's gotten. I mean, we're to the point where everybody who, you know, has access to, you know, a blog or a website is a draft guru now. And we talk about it all day long, every single day. The NFL has done a great job of marketing itself. The NFL has done a great job of really just trying to, you know, make sure that it stays sort of the big, big bull in the room. I mean, when we talk about the other leagues, none of them are close to the NFL. None. It is absolutely the most dominant sports league in this country, you know. You want to tell me that the Premier League or whatever, the Champions League or whatever, one of those soccer leagues might be bigger worldwide? I guess I would have to see the numbers. But in terms of just completely dominating the think about it. Baseball is going on. Hockey is going on. Basketball is going on, and hockey and basketball are getting ready to, you know, get ready to get into the playoffs. So that both of those sports are at crunch time. And honestly, and maybe it's this town because it's a football town, honestly, if you looked at the number of hours devoted to talking about the NFL draft the last few weeks, I bet you there's more discussion about the Steelers and the NFL draft than the Pirates and the Penguins, maybe even combined. And that's not a slight to the Pirates or the Penguins. It's just such a dominant sports league, and I'm talking about the NFL. Its marketing arm is unbelievable. They have dominated, and I mean dominated, for as long as they absolutely wanted to. But I always, like I said, at this year, I just get a kick out of it. I'm amazed when I look at the, you know, you can flip through channels almost any night. You know, of course, the NFL Network, that's what they're talking about. But ESPN, you know, they're talking about the draft. The other day I was flipping through, I think it was CBS Sports had some sort of NFL, you know, insider show. NBC Sports. And, you know, like, everybody wants a piece of the NFL. But here's the thing. Then after the draft, there's, you know, a week or two of analyzing the draft. And then after that, you know, there's the OTAs and mini camps and all that other nonsense. And everybody wants a part of that. I mean, it's like reporting on spring football. Only it's not even really spring football. It's spring 7-on-7s or something. But the draft is the genius of all geniuses. It's become such an important television show that they've been able to milk it for 3 days now. And what I mean by that is, you know, it used to be a one-day thing where you'd have the draft on Saturday. You know, and then they figured out, well, you know, we can do it 2 days. And then it was like, well, we could actually get two primetime days out of this. We'll have the first round on one day, the second and third on the next day, and then, you know, and then Saturday afternoon, we'll have the third through the, you know, whatever, seventh round. And it's absolutely incredible how much programming is generated because of that. It's like, you know, they want to continue to be on everybody's minds all the time. But, you know, so the NFL draft, to me, I mean, if you think about it, and it starts with the combine and the pro days, a lot of people sit and watch those workouts. And you know how I know that? Because they put them on TV. And if there wasn't a value in putting them on TV, they wouldn't. But I'm sure that they've done enough surveys and looked at the ratings and everything else. But think about that. People sit and watch guys work out and get ready for the NFL draft. That's absolutely ridiculous. And I think it's one of those things that, you know, you have to really, really think about. They have a combine where people sit and watch guys work out and lift weights and run 40s and jump, you know, broad jump or whatever. And then they, you know, analyze it day after day after day. And just about the time they're running out of momentum with that, then they start sort of looking ahead to the draft and individual pro days and profiling certain players. And there's a little bit of like a manipulation factor, I think, to it too, because, you know, how many people do you hear about their stock is rising or falling? Or play, you know, coaches are really, you know, high on this guy or that guy, or not on this guy or not on that guy, or, you know, there's questions about this. I mean, all of that stuff, it is 100% just kind of showing how big the NFL is. Like, there were people that were going to boycott the NFL because guys were kneeling. There were people that were going to boycott the NFL because guys weren't kneeling. You know, about every 2 or 3 years, it seems like there's a group that's upset at the NFL, and, you know, they're going to boycott. But you want to know the only universal truth that continues to happen with respect to the NFL? It keeps getting more popular. The numbers keep going up, not down. And, you know, now they've added another game. They seem to have a lot of, like, off-season announcements spaced out just enough to keep people talking about the NFL. It's an incredible league when you think about, you know, how they've been able to sort of sustain themselves in, you know, in a time when sports, a lot of sports are trying to figure out how to, you know, maintain some semblance of relevance with respect to television ratings and all those other things. It's just, it's an incredible thing to me. It really is. So, you know, when the NFL, you know, when the NFL draft actually happens, you know, it's a culmination of a lot of year, a lot of weeks of a hype train. And then it actually comes and you're watching and you're kind of like, okay, what am I missing? 412-928-9370 is the Paul Zeiss Show coming up. We're going to talk to Mark Cabali of The Athletic about this very subject. We'll do that next. It's the Paul Zeiss Show on 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.